quite honestly, I've been doing this for 26 years now, and I've never seen anything like it.
That is Bob Novosad, managing broker for Keller Williams Realty, speaking about the residential real estate market in Grand Rapids. Nearly 6,000 people moved to Kent County between 2015 and 2016, and according to a U.S. Census report released last week, Grand Rapids is the fastest growing region in Michigan. It's one of the contributing factors to a Grand Rapids housing market so tight, home buyers who put an offer on a house could be competing with 10 to 20 other offers.
Well, the highest that I've seen so far is 43 here in the last month. That's very, very common, especially if the property is in a good location and in good condition.
Which Novosad says is making it almost impossible for buyers to find a home who don't have a lot to put down up front.
Extremely hard for FHA 3.5% down buyers to make a go of it right now because they will lose out to 5% down conventional offers, who then lose out to 20% down conventional offers, who then lose out to cash buyers.
Since the majority of developers have abandoned building starter homes in favor of $300,000 to $1 million home developments, first-time buyers are faced with a historically competitive market as the number of homes for sale under $190,000 are few and far between.
Yeah, I've been doing this since 1985, and this is about the tightest inventory that we have seen. It's worse than it was last year, and last year was very tight inventory.
That is Mark Hoskins from Brookshire Hathaway Real Estate. So how long will the Grand Rapids housing market stay this way?
I wish I had a crystal ball to tell you. The market keeps going the way it is, and I think it'll continue to go up.
Daniel Booth, WGVU News.